New York's Nash FM 94.7 cares about our community. We're talking about issues that matter to you and your family. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie.
Good morning. Today we have the president and CEO of Goodwill of New York and New Jersey, Miss Katie Galsticky. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning, Tiffany.
Now, can you tell the listeners what is Goodwill?
Well, you may know us from our thrift stores. I hope you've donated to us.
I did my wedding dress.
Wow, thank you.
I did donate my wedding dress.
That's awesome. Well, I always have a bag of stuff in the back of my car ready to go to Goodwill. I've got my kids' clothes. I've got my housewares, I've got my clothes, I've got my husband's stuff. And we take all of that and we turn that into jobs in your community. So we take those donate stuff, create jobs really seriously. We're actually a 100-year-old social enterprise. And so the model is we're a nonprofit. So we take those donations, we create jobs in your community, and then we also fund programs. So we have over 57 different programs. The kinds of programs that we have in New York and New Jersey are ones that help people with mental illness, those that help people with developmental disabilities, and people with barriers to employment. The point of Goodwill is to make sure that we provide the power and the connection to work. And we believe that we will all be better when everyone connects to work and has that power to do that. And so that's really what we focus on. So you might just know us from one side, but it's a really much a bigger organization than you might have known. But thank you so much for your donation of your dress. And you know what it turns into? We do a lot of things with that wedding dress. We actually, we had a wedding boutique last year for brides.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
We did that. We do prom events where we try to keep everything under $35 for prom season. So I don't know if your dress was perfect for that.
It
could have been. And then, there's also Halloween. Sometimes people turn that into Halloween. So there's a lot of lives it can have beyond you.
Now, I know your mission is to empower individuals with disabilities and other barriers to employ, to gain independence through the power of work. How did you come up with that mission?
Well, I'm really lucky because I've been in this role for 2 years, and Goodwill has actually been around since 1915. So, I get the easy part, right, which is delivering what's already been a really great track record and coming into an amazing brand. So really, I didn't mess with the mission. That's been our mission for a long time here in New York and New Jersey. And I really embody that. And the way I've interpreted that is really, how do we walk the walk and how do we make sure that we are supporting people who work with us, as well as how do we help people in other companies get good jobs?
Now, Katie, I know you mentioned you've been doing this for 2 years, correct?
Correct.
Tell me a little bit more about yourself and why you decided to join Goodwill of New York and New Jersey.
Well, I was so excited about this opportunity because Goodwill is this national brand with this great reputation. And really, I wanted to join Goodwill so I could take us to the next level. I think that Goodwill, frankly, is, can do so much more. And that's what's exciting. And that's why I'm excited to talk to you about it today and talk to our listeners about it, because, I want you to come in. I want you to donate with us. I want you to, give and find ways to connect with us, because there's so much more that we can do together. And really, that's all about us figuring out ways that we can work with businesses if you are a listener and you have a business, you might want to hire somebody with a disability. We actually have a temp firm that we can place a person with a disability in your temp firm. We have job coaches that might come to your workplace and shadow somebody and make sure that we can make that job accessible for you. We might have the right candidate when you want to help somebody get off welfare and back on her feet. We've got those candidates for you, and we're ready to do that. So we hope that there's listeners out there that are going to be inspired and going to come to us and have us connect people to the power of work with you.
I know a lot of people, when they do donate to Goodwill, the benefit of it is that it's taxed. You can use it on your taxes, right?
Absolutely. It's tax deductible. We give you a receipt. You itemize it. If you're thinking about taxes, it's been in the news. This is something that we're really in the business of giving you an easy receipt. A lot of people drop their stuff off. They say they don't want a receipt. That's okay. You can always email us afterwards if you forgot or lost your receipt. We do that a lot. And, you can go onto our website as well and request a receipt if you didn't get one. So we're happy to give it to you.
Now, as you said, Goodwill was founded in 1915 in Brooklyn.
Yes.
And it has a well-known brand name. So what are you doing to make Goodwill relevant, fresh, while maintaining its core mission?
I think we have a great, exciting opportunity. We have opportunities to make that shopping and donation experience even better. And that's really what I'm trying to tackle. But the big thing that I'm really trying to work on is how do we make a fresh, fun experience for the shopper? I wear Goodwill every day. I think that it's fantastic stuff. And I think as a shopper, you know, we get really used to seeing fresh things.
Right.
But maybe it's, you know, you're starting to feel like I have a lot of stuff, but, I'm not really sure what to do with it. Goodwill really has this opportunity to connect with the shopper about the cause. You know, again, we're connecting, we're doing more than just buying clothes. And so some of that is really pushing this cause marketing piece that we're talking about here today and really talking about how we can connect our shoppers and our donors to the mission.
With the Goodwill items that you have, what do you accept and what do you not accept? Because I know there are some things that you mm-hmm. do and don't accept.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, Tiffany, we were just talking about kids.
Yes.
before the program started, and I've got two little kids. And so one of the things that we don't accept are some children's items like car seats
okay.
or strollers or high chairs and things like that. And the reason is because we can't guarantee that they're safe for the next person, right? Like
right.
A wheel could have fallen off or something like that. And we can't guarantee that. So we just don't take those kinds
of things.
That
makes a lot of sense.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. So those things, unfortunately, we cannot take. So think about that when you're donating. Like, does this make sense? Could they verify that this is safe? And so we don't take that. But really, other than the no's around, discontinued items or, you know, things like that, we really take your gently loved clothes. We take your houseware, so pots and pans, dishes. We have wonderful dishes, vases, artwork. And then we take shoes, accessories, handbags, just really the gamut of, if you open your closet, probably everything that's in there. If you are opening your hall closet and you've got your coats and your boots and your raincoats and things like that, all those things in there. But really, bring it to us and, we can help you sort through it. You can check our website as well for the do's and don'ts. But, just think about, could we verify if it's safe?
I should donate some of my maternity stuff.
Yes.
I might want another baby.
Oh, I know. You got to keep it in that drawer for a little while.
Do you hear that, Mike? I might want another baby.
Exactly.
So tell me, I know most people know about Goodwill stores and that you sell and donate goods. What's the connection to your programs?
So, yeah. This is the really exciting part about being a social enterprise. A social enterprise is a nonprofit. We are 501(c), and so we abide by all that. We've got a 4-star charity navigator rating. We're in the Better Business Bureau charity. But we call ourselves a social enterprise because we do run this store where you do purchase things. So what happens is the store itself creates an opportunity for kids who might be disabled at their school come in and they do their internships at the store. So we use the store as a learning experience. We have our employees. We've created training programs for our employees at FIT and other places where we're trying to get them upskilled and get them into new careers. And then when we use that as a revenue source, that's really one of our main things is instead of donating money, you're donating your goods. Now, of course, we'll also, and we do solicit for donations of money as well, but really your donation turns into a social enterprise engine, I really think of it, that starts running and producing and keeping us funding our own programs.
What I find very beneficial and interesting is that you, as the president and CEO of Goodwill of New York and New Jersey, you actually wear your brand. So now, why have you made this choice and what impact has it had on the Goodwill brand and culture, if any?
It's a great question. So I came into this and I thought, Goodwill is so great and there's so many people who have worked here for a long time. How do I get to know them and how do I show them what's going on? And it's all about pride.
Right.
I take pride in the work that they are doing. I take pride in the work of the clothes. I take pride in what you donated. And I really want you to know that I value it. And the way
Thanks.
I can show you the most is by wearing it. So the suit
right.
I'm wearing today, you can't see it, listeners, but I'm wearing a nice gray tweed suit, very professional, and it came from Goodwill. And I really want to, show that I've got the pride and that I really want to thank, the donors, and I want to thank our employees for all the hard work that they do and by showing that pride. So I think culturally, it's really about walking the walk, you know, or wearing the clothes. And that's what we do. We believe that people with disabilities should be integrated in the workplace. And we do that. We do that in our own stores. 1 in 7 people in our stores have a disability. We do that in our HQ. We do that, you know, all throughout. And so wearing the clothes to me is just part of the Goodwill culture, where we really walk the walk and we really are trying to show pride and be thankful for what, you know, the donations and the you know, and our impact in the community.
Because I feel a lot of people might turn their nose down thinking it's secondhand and, you know, I'm not wearing that. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two feelings. Sometimes people feel like that there's a really big market now that's out there with, you know, secondhand, that sometimes people, you know, millennials are into, you know, sharing economy and sharing and all these things. So I think there is some interest, but maybe they forgot about Goodwill. So just if you're listening, remind you, you know, Goodwill was, we're the granddaddy of this idea, you know, come back to us and we've got this strong mission. But yeah, I mean, the clothes are great. You know, you can have such a treasure hunt. It's, you know, it's so much fun to spend an afternoon shopping. There's always something fresh, you know, meaning like, what you came in yesterday will not be what's there tomorrow. And, you know, it's a one-of-a-kind piece, right? And it's a blast to shop. I get my kids' clothes there. I mean, just the cutest fun stuff. So, you know, I think it's a lot about the pride and the culture. And really, for me, as the, you know, in this role, it's really about showing that we walk the walk and that we care about the power of work, and we thank our donors and we thank our employees.
I'm here with the president and CEO of Goodwill of New York and New Jersey, Katie Galstigi. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can donate to Goodwill. And we're also going to mention the 3 core values of your new strategic plan that you have. And in addition, if you have any upcoming events. This has been Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie on Nash FM 94.7.
If you'd like your organization or charity featured on Nash Matters, contact us through our website at NashFM947.com. And thank you for listening to Nash Matters on New York's Nash FM 94.7.